A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the middle part. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Yes, I'm reading from the favorite Christmas verse, one that is used worldwide with preachers who have spoken in the last few thousand years about the coming of the Christ child. And we, being on the other side, in the AD version of the coming of Christ, can now say he has come, not that he is coming. When this was penned by Isaiah, it was still a prophecy to be fulfilled hundreds, many hundreds of years after the prophecy was penned. And here, so specifically, it says, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given." And then the last word for you, we said that we should personalize it and say, "For unto me a child is born, for unto me a son is given." And now it's saying what the son will do. The government shall be upon his shoulder. One of the ways of interpreting this is that all authority will belong to him. Remember, after Christ had fulfilled all that he came to do, his suffering, his death, his burial, his resurrection, then it was that Christ could say to his disciples that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Then the disciples went away with great joy, and they were able to live together in great harmony till the filling of the Holy Spirit. And they could experience for themselves that the government would be upon his shoulder. And thus they were fearless when they stood before the terrible committees of the Pharisees and the priests who demanded that they shut up, that they should keep quiet about the name, and of course the name being the one of whom we read here in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. This child, this son, because they knew that all authority now belongs to him. We can personalize this as well. Is all authority given to Christ in your life? Does he rule your life? Or is there something else ruling it? Perhaps yourself. Mhlambe umbusi wakho kunguwe uqobo lwakho. Are you allowing Jesus to rule your life, that he is the government? And remember, he's not a hard oppressor. In Matthew chapter 11 at the end, he said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."